Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. 2.5 million people have lost their homes to Bangladesh's monsoon floods. Over 2 million acres of lost crops means the effect of monsoon rains will reach upwards of 20 million people. IN Network's Rody Rodehaver says they've sent medicine and food to help.
Our ability to go out and provide help in the name of Jesus really allows us to demonstrate the gospel, demonstrate Christ's love, and to build the kinds of relationships that allow us to very quietly but effectively share the gospel.
Next, God has transformed the attitudes and lifestyles of several young men in Uganda, young men serving time in prison. Love Package's Bible Drive delivers magazines and Bibles to a prison ministry there. Steve Smith explains.
Many of them had been released before their time, just simply because they've had such a change. And now they're out working in the Kampala, Uganda area and surrounding areas as evangelists.
Smith says remembering that we're blessed to be a blessing may help raise up more Christian men like these. Smith's asking you to pray for an awareness and better understanding of the need that exists for Bibles every day. Do your part. Go to our website. And on September 25th, Wycliffe Bible Translators is naming Chuck and Cynthia Swindoll as this year's Bill Bright Scripture Impact Award winners. The award recognizes individuals whose contributions to Bible translation, literacy, and scripture proclamation reflect that of the late Campus Crusade for Christ founder, Dr. Bill Bright. The Swindolls have devoted more than 5 decades of their lives to communicating practical biblical truth and helping others apply God's Word to their lives. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information about organizations featured on today's broadcast or would like to support this radio ministry, call 1-800-995-4828. You can also give safely and securely at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.